One thing we know in this year's midterm contests, election denialism is not going away. It may even be the path to victory for some election-denying candidates in statewide races. And we're also seeing the false narrative of fraudulent 2020 elections being used to influence how the next elections are run. Politico has been reporting on the Republican National Committee's efforts to recruit poll workers, who normally are nonpartisan, and train them to do things like challenge voters or call party elections lawyers if they see any irregularities. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon calls it the precinct strategy: install supporters as poll workers in battleground states like Michigan. It's something a poll worker told us in a recent story has never been done. And in her most recent story, Politico investigative correspondent Heidi Presbella reports on how a Stop the Steal ringleader who encouraged people to attack the Capitol on January 6th has now been hired by a bellwether county in Michigan to recruit poll workers. Heidi, welcome.
Thank you so much. Great to join you.
Well, and this is some terrific reporting. We'll post it at herenow.org. But you write that Macomb County has hired Genevieve Peters, who was at the January 6th rally. She was also at a Proud Boys rally at the Michigan Capitol. She was at an armed protest outside the home of the Secretary of State there in Michigan. Now, she's had past experience working on elections, running elections in Los Angeles. But what does Macomb County say about hiring her to hire their poll workers?
Yeah, great question, Robin. And I, you know, when I called up and talked to the Macomb County clerk, he was aware of the fact that she had been active in the January 6th protest. I'm not sure he was clear on exactly everything that she had done, which, Robin, let me tell you, that includes footage of her bringing her own stage platform and microphone and loudspeakers, and really, in the words of local news station, firing up the agitators and telling them that they should march forward, that we have breached the Capitol, that, hey, don't worry, even if you're arrested, there's no better cause than this than to be arrested to protect and defend President Trump in this election. And it was unclear to me that he knew the extent of her activities that day. Even so, he said, look, her past involvement in what she did in her personal life has not been reflected in what she's doing in her job right now. But of course, once this has become known more widely in Michigan, I'm getting a lot of feedback from individuals who are deeply concerned, as well as elections experts, because she's recruiting, number one. But number two, I was told directly by the clerk that she's also putting together training materials. So there's a lot of questions about what's happening there, because based on my previous reporting, the RNC workshops were training individuals who had never been poll workers before, specifically on how to contest specific votes in voters and how to challenge clerks on processes, which they really aren't familiar with as first-time poll workers.
Well, let's be clear, because it's poll workers that we're talking about, and poll workers are, as one told us, they're kind of the traffic cops. They're the face of elections. They're the people who greet you, check you in, tell you what lane to go in. It's poll watchers who might be put up by candidates or parties who are there as the police. If one's the traffic cop, they're kind of the police, and they're there to look for irregularities, and they're trained to do that. And again, they're put up by partisan parties. But that, we're not talking about poll watchers. We're talking about poll workers who, it sounds like, are being turned into poll watchers. And this isn't just anecdotal. When you first reported on this back in June, you had tape of the RNC, the Republican National Committee, Michigan director. This is Rob Bucetis. He's recruiting people at workshops to work the polls, and here's what he was telling them.
I understand that we are upset with the 2020 results, but we cannot just look at the 2020 results, or else the exact same thing will happen in 2022. We need volunteers on the ground on election day, ahead of election day, working so that that fraud does not happen again.
Okay, so it's people who think the elections were fraud. He's saying they're working to ferret out fraud. That is not the job of a poll worker. But what other indication did you have that that's what they're going to be doing there?
Right. Well, there was a lot of recordings there. It was 8 months worth of recordings of trainings that are taking place in Michigan. But this is happening across the country. There are RNC, so-called RNC election integrity directors in 12 battleground states, at least, that are holding similar workshops. Now, in this case, you have the RNC actually collecting, recruiting and collecting the names of individuals who they want to place in largely Democratic districts where they say there is not a balance, a partisan balance among poll workers that there should be. But in this case, it is a partisan organization that's recruiting them, number one, and then number two, training them in these workshops to do a number of things like challenging clerks on their processes, even challenging potentially individual voters. I had a slide that was titled, quote, "How to Challenge a Voter." Just to be clear, Robin, the DNC does not do this. Right. And the RNC had been under, essentially barred for a couple of decades from doing any type of work related to election integrity since the early 1980s when the RNC had sent armed individuals to minority districts. And a judge put a consent decree and said, you cannot do this type of work. It was lifted in 2018. So in 2020, what we saw was a lot of poll challengers outside these polling locations when things got heated. But that operation has gotten much more sleek, much more organized, and in numerous states. And the goal is not to be on the outside. The goal is to be on the inside and to have these individuals serving as actual poll workers. You mentioned Steve Bannon earlier. This is all part of something much broader, which he calls the precinct strategy. The optimistic take here from individuals who I talk to on this is that, you know, maybe a lot of these folks who falsely believe that there's fraud and our system is rife with fraud, once they get on the inside, they will see that that's not true and that, you know, the most exciting thing they're doing is handing out the I voted stickers. But there's also a lot of potential problems that this could cause, which we can also get into.
Well, for time now, I just will name a couple. There was a far-right candidate for governor in Michigan who did not win the primary, but he was encouraging poll workers to unplug election equipment if they believe something was wrong. Also telling people to bring in their cell phones, which is barred. And your reporting uncovered that it's not just training of potential poll workers that the RNC is doing. They also have a list of lawyers standing by that these people are to call. But when you say the DNC doesn't do this, this has never been done. We spoke to a poll worker who, when I told her about your reporting, was horrified. She said, I don't even know if my fellow poll workers are Democratic or Republican. We're not allowed to talk about it. This sounds like if this is bringing in poll workers, they're going to be doing some of the things they're being trained to do, like challenge a voter. That is going to lead to problems with elections, and that is going to create the fraud and the lack of faith in elections that is there now based on nothing. It will be based on something.
These are the biggest concerns. Number one, that they're just going to bog down the clerks with unnecessary work and challenges and demands and take them away from their jobs. Lastly, when you refer to the hotline that was being created for these individuals, the concern here is really that even if there's no successful challenges to voters, what it will do is create this smokescreen and a haze of uncertainty around elections in particular districts, primarily Democratic, heavily minority districts, that will give the pretense to GOP legislatures potentially to say, hey, the election in this district was not on the up and up, and therefore we can't certify these results. There's many, many concerns here of also individuals taking what are just normal events, like people helping folks put ballots into ballot drop boxes and creating social media storms and ginning up this narrative, again, falsely, right, that there's fraud in our system when, in fact, 2020 was probably one of the safest elections we've ever had and under pretty significant conditions with the pandemic going on.
Heidi Prisbella, again, investigative correspondent for Politico, who's been really pulling on this thread of a move to put partisans in the position of poll workers in American elections. And we're going to stay in touch with you, Heidi. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Robin.